You can visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/mini. Now, over the last few weeks, our inbox has been bulging with emails and pictures from all over the country, mainly of different species of birds. Katrina tells me it's brilliant to see how passionate so many of our listeners are about Ireland's bird life. And as always, Mooney Goes Wild is very happy to be a partner in developing those passions. So over the last week, we decided to get some of our reporters out and about around the country, visiting some of the people who have contacted the show by text, by email or by phone. One such listener is Deanna McGuinness, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, from County Louth. She has a song thrush nesting on the window ledge of her spare bedroom. Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland is in the house in County Louth at the moment with Deanna. Good afternoon to you both. Niall, where exactly are you?
Hi, Derek. Yeah, I'm here on the landing with Deanna in her house, just on the outskirts of lovely Louth Village. New part of the country for me. I haven't been to this village before, but it's beautiful here. All the birds are singing at the moment. And Deanna's just shown me where this gorgeous thrush is sitting on the nest, just on the window sill in the upper story window. Absolutely stunning and great view. Deanna, how long has the bird been here for?
She's been here about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, lovely, lovely. And how many eggs do we have now in the nest?
We now have four eggs.
Four eggs. Well, I see she's laid them all, so she's starting to incubate at the moment. So that means that, well, she won't be laying any more. And so, well, hopefully soon we'll be seeing some chicks. Now, I have some interesting news for you about your bird, because you thought it might be, what species do you think it was?
Well, we thought it was a song thrush. And that came through the internet from a good friend of ours.
Well, I've seen the mother popping in and out, and actually it isn't a song thrush. It's actually a similar looking bird called a missile thrush.
Missile thrush.
And I'm not too surprised, actually, because missile thrushes tend to nest higher than song thrushes do. Song thrushes are usually tucked away inside a bush, whereas occasionally missile thrushes, I've seen them nesting on windowsills before, but it's still very unusual and very rare. Yeah, so absolutely gorgeous bird, I must say. So the bird there, it looks like quite a secure location. Maybe you could tell us a little about where the bird is.
Well, she is nesting on the window ledge of her spare bedroom. She initially, we had a very windy day, so I thought just some of the moss blew up onto the window, and the next day it looked a bit more organised, and then we realised there was a nest being built. And so each day I took a photograph, and then she lined it with mud and let that dry out, and then she lined it with straw. And when she let it dry out, there seems to be a mummy and a daddy.
Yes,
come
absolutely.
And help. At the moment, I think the mummy is the one who sits on the nest.
That's right.
She goes off to feed, we presume, and then the daddy comes and guards the nest, and he patrols up and down on the window ledge. But she laid one egg, and then the next day was another egg, and next day it was three eggs. And that afternoon she'd four eggs. So
Fantastic.
She's had four eggs, and I think that's all we're getting.
Fantastic.
And they're blue in colour with little tiny brown spots on them, I think.
I should point out here, Derek, as well, that where we are at the moment, there's no disturbance at all to the bird.
Oh, good.
So it's absolutely, because we have to be very careful, particularly this time of year, to make sure the parents aren't put off. They are quite sensitive. So certainly where we can see the bird now, there's no disturbance. And the birds seem perfectly happy here, just on the front of the house. Now, Deanna, you were telling me earlier there was a bit of drama this morning.
There was a bit of drama this morning. We were having breakfast downstairs in the kitchen, and a bird flew into the window.
Oh.
It was a thrush, and my husband thought, I hope it's not one of the birds, one of our birds, nesting. But when we looked out, Mummy was still on the nest, and we thought it might have been Dad, but later on Dad appeared. So when Mum went off to feed, so unfortunately it wasn't one of ours, but fortunately it wasn't one of ours, but it was another bird in it. Yeah.
Well, unfortunate for that bird, obviously, but lucky for the female of the pair here, because she relies very much on the male at this time of year.
Does she?
Yes, he will feed her while she's on the nest. She will go to find her own food, but he also does help her with food. And then, of course, when the chicks do hatch out, both parents are needed to feed them.
So we'll see both of them.
You'll see both of them. And when the chicks hatch out, there'll be activity all the time, because there's lots of four hungry mouths to feed. So they'll be coming and going all day long.
But so can I just ask you, so far the nest has been just made of moss.
Yes.
And in the last week or so, we noticed some twigs going on the outside of the nest and sort of crisscrossing across. Is she strengthening the nest for the babies?
That's exactly what she's doing.
Is it?
And part of it is, I think, that she realises that where she's built the nest, it's not necessarily as supported as it would be where she would normally nest inside a tree or a high bush. So she's realised that there's two sides of that nest that are open to the air.
Okay.
So that means that she's thought, oh, well, it's kind of bulging a bit, I'm going to have to reinforce the side. But instinct kicks in. She knows exactly what to do.
Okay.
I have to say, she's built herself a really secure nest there. I was a little apprehensive when I thought nesting on a windowsill. What if a gust of wind comes along? What if you know, it rains very heavily? But she's tucked away nice and tightly there in the corner. I think she should be fine.
Well, no, actually, no. That's a very interesting observation Deanna has made, because if you look at the books and you want to know about the nesting and the breeding habits of the song thrush, it'll say the song thrush builds a neat mud-lined cup nest in a bush or tree and lays 4 or 5 dark spotted blue eggs. But how much adaptation is involved when it comes to building the nest outside of the bush or the tree?
Well, the thrushes and many of our birds that make our homes around our gardens and so on, they need to adapt with the times. There are fewer mature trees around. At this time of year when they're nesting too, there's a lot less leaf cover. I see there's a lovely willow tree nearby, which will hopefully in the next few weeks will produce more leaves and shelter her even more. No, the birds have to change with the times, and it's really only the birds that have been able to adapt that have survived. Birds like these thrush here and blackbirds and robins, they were originally birds of very dense forest and woodland. And as the landscape changed over time and as those trees were felled and farming became more important, those birds had to adapt to the new surroundings or perish. And no doubt when the trees were felled in Ireland centuries ago, we lost certain species, such as perhaps the great spotted woodpecker. That's one species that may have been there. Another bird, the capercaillie, was a bird that was widespread in Ireland, mm-hmm. but just couldn't survive with the lack of forests. The missel thrush and the song thrush and the blackbird, they were luckier. They were able to move into the areas around our homes and find protection and shelter there. And we're just looking on the way Indiana has three gorgeous dogs here as well, so it's nice and secure from predators. The bird themselves in the nest, they're nowhere near the dogs, but don't seem to pay any attention to that. Don't seem to mind us, you know, standing here on the landing looking across at the nest either. So it's a very good location, and I'm actually quite impressed at how well these birds have built this nest in this novel surrounding.
Well, they're found pretty much in a lot of Europe, and they're partially migratory. And I'm just wondering, is that one there? Is it a migrator? Has it come to visit Ireland, or will it be disappearing off in the winter?
As far as we can tell with the missel thrushes, Derek, what happens is that the birds that breed here in Ireland tend to stay with us year round. We do get an influx of missel thrushes that come from Scotland and even as far away as Scandinavia in the winter. And some of our birds may go to France, but not too much is known about their movements. It seems that most of our missel thrushes here in Ireland are resident, so they stay with us year round. Now, the birds here in County Louth, they may move a little bit closer to the coast where it might be a little warmer during the winter and move back to the breeding territory. And what happens is in the winter they form relatively large flocks, maybe a dozen to 20 missel thrushes, sometimes mixed in with other birds like field fares and song thrushes. And then what happens is when the days start to get longer, the breeding hormones kick in, and that's when they get into nesting mode and become very territorial. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, Deanna, that you'll notice with the bird, when you hear the parents here communicating with each other, they have a very distinctive rattling call. It's a sound the missel thrushes make. It sounds like an old-fashioned football rattle, and it's quite mechanical. It doesn't really sound like a bird at all. But that's the way that mum and dad communicate to each other. And before long, when the chicks hatch out, you'll notice that's how they warn the chicks about danger and how they tell them where the best food is and so on. Okay. And I think that, you know, where they've chosen to nest, the birds are not just thinking about how it is now. They're looking forward a few months to when the chicks are out of the nest trying to find their way in the world. And I think they've chosen a great spot, because you were telling me earlier that you have quite a lot of birds nesting around here, don't you?
We do. We have swallows in the garage. We have robins in the wall in the back of the shed. And we just seem to have a lot of birds around here now.
Yeah. I'm not surprised, because I just see how many lovely hedges and trees you have here, how many insects there are around. Yeah. And the missel thrush, they particularly love to feed on worms. So they'll go down to where the soil is soft, and they'll find worms there. So no doubt in the coming weeks, you'll see lots of worms being brought back to the chicks. Now, when were the eggs started to lay, or when did she start to lay the eggs?
She started to lay them, I would say, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
I'd say it was about 2 weeks ago she laid them. She laid them one each day, and then one day we had 2 lays in the one day, and she seems to be just sitting now on the nest ever since. So I think she's had a week sitting so far.
Oh, a week. Okay.
You'd say another week, is it?
Another week or so, yes. With missel thrushes, it's anywhere from 13 to 16 days, depending on the surrounding temperature and so on.
And will all the hatchlings hatch at the same time?
Yes, they do. So what happens is, as you notice, she lays an egg every day, or perhaps sometimes even 2 a day. And then what happens is she doesn't start incubating until she's finished laying the entire clutch. So that means the embryos inside don't start to develop until she begins to warm them. Mm-hmm. So that means that they all hatch at the same time. They'll all be the same age and the same size, and so they won't outcompete each other.
Right.
So that's what's going on. And then what will happen is they'll stay in the nest once they hatch for another 2 weeks or so, give or take a day here and there.
Okay.
And then they leave, and then both the parents will chaperone them around the garden, keeping them out of danger, showing them how to find food. And then a couple of weeks after that, when they're, you know, more or less independent, what will happen is mum may then go and lay a second clutch of eggs. So they
in the same nest?
Usually in the same nest, unless it's fallen down or they find another spot. So hopefully they'll come back to the same spot, and you'll have this show going on the whole summer.
Oh my goodness, that'd be great. That'd be good. My granddaughter would just love that.
What age is your granddaughter?
She's four.
Four. What's
She's
her name?
Four. Nicole.
Nicole.
Yes, Nicole will love that. No doubt about it.
She found the fourth egg.
Deanna and Niall, I'm just wondering out loud now, Niall. You know, birds can be very territorial, particularly at this time of the year. What they dislike more than anything else is to see another bird on their patch. Now, this bird is on the window ledge of the spare bedroom, I'm assuming. If there's a window ledge, there's a window, there's a pane of glass. Is it not catching its own reflection and having a go?
No. She doesn't seem to. She seems to be sitting all the time. She sits with her tail to the window.
Yep.
She does sometimes turn her head round, but, you know, I think she's looking out for me more than anything. Is this woman annoying me again? Because I creep up with my camera phone to try and get a picture, and any photographs I've put up on our Facebook have been taken where you actually can't see yourself taking the picture, you just guess.
Yes.
And in the beginning, when she'd hear the click, she'd go. But then I learned to put my camera on silent, and now I can get the picture. And she doesn't go. She doesn't seem to see us. I don't know why.
Well, I think that certainly the way she's sitting, Derek, with it, sort of her backside is up against the glass. So she's looking outwards, so she doesn't see the reflection in the window. I think that the male occasionally, when he comes in, he might see that. But obviously the parental instinct is so strong. He has a partner there with sitting on eggs. So that sort of overrides everything. Mm. But Deanna, you were telling me earlier that there was a bird that came by the nest earlier today. Wasn't that right?
There were some blackbirds came across. I'm not very good on birds, but they were black with yellow beaks.
That's a blackbird, yeah, absolutely.
Blackbird, and she seemed to fly away and distract them. And she circled a few times around the garden, and then they seemed to follow her.
Mm.
And she took them away off up by the sheds and said, go away, and they came. But it was, now in the meantime, while she was off doing that, Dad was sitting, well, he wasn't sitting on the nest, but he was guarding the nest. I haven't actually seen him sit. I think he just walks on the window ledge.
It's usually with the thrushes, yes, just the female that incubates and the male, exactly, he's on
so
sentry
she,
duty.
She distracted and he just minded.
And I know you were worried that those blackbirds might have posed some threat maybe to the eggs, but no, nothing to worry about there. They're not predators. They don't go for the eggs. They will squabble, though, with missile thrushes over the territory because they have a lot of overlap in their diet. So they want the worms and the berries and all the insects around too. But the missile thrush, they can hold their own. They're a little bit bigger than the blackbird is, so they have no problem chasing them away.
And what about the cuckoos? Do cuckoos come up this way? Don't they rob the nest?
Well, cuckoos do come up this way, and County Louth is one of the best counties for them. We had a few records of cuckoos in already, but missile thrushes have nothing to worry about when it comes to cuckoos.
Okay.
Cuckoos do lay their eggs in other birds' nests, but they're very specific. They only go for certain species, and missile thrush isn't one of their target species, so there's no cause for concern there.
Niall and Deanna, just hold on a moment, if you would, please, because I want to go to County Kildare now, because our very own Brenda has a nest in her back garden. Brenda.
Yeah, hi Derek. I'm here with Harvey, and he was messing around the back garden, and I can't find it exactly. I need Harvey to point it out to me. Where's the nest? He found a nest, and I don't know what kind of. Oh, there are two nests. Okay, where is it again, Harv?
Well, don't go near the nest now, Brenda.
Okay, well, let's look at it from a distance.
Yes.
He's pointing up at it there, and it's in the middle of the bushes, and it's the most beautifully formed nest.
The other one?
Say that again.
There's another one.
Two nests, okay. And in the nest, I'm just tippy-toeing, and there are three little eggs. And I wasn't sure what kind of a nest it was, so I sent you a picture.
It looks like a blackbird's nest, because the eggs are kind of a bluey colour.
Derek?
Yes, Harvey?
There are three eggs in each of the two nests.
Three eggs in each of the two nests. So that's very good. That's very successful. Now, Harvey, the key thing is to stay away from that area altogether.
Right, he's giving me the phone back. Sorry,
right,
Derek.
Well, the key thing is to stay away from those nests altogether, Brenda. Don't interfere at all. You have a dog, haven't you?
I do have a dog, yeah, Joey. But I don't think he'll go near them. He's a very good dog. But I think Harvey's more the problem because he can actually physically reach this nest. But I didn't know what kind of a bird it was. And I sent you a picture on the phone. And they're kind of like three little aquamarine colours.
Yeah.
The eggs. And you came straight back and said, they're blackbirds. And I said, oh. I was a tad disappointed because I just think blackbirds aren't very pretty, to say the least. I was hoping to get blue tits or something kind of pretty. But he wants me to lift him up to show him the eggs. There you go, Harvner. Don't touch them.
Come on, you couldn't expect to find a blue tits nest in a bush. They're always in a box. But tell me, are the nests the same? He said there's two nests. Are they the same sort of nests, same sort of eggs?
Yes, they are. They are, yeah.
Two blackbirds' nests in your garden. Must be a huge garden.
Oh, well, listen, sure, it's acres. You're talking down here in Kildare. No, it's not. It's a small garden.
The important thing is here about taking pictures. Niall can actually clarify this situation. Niall Hatch, should people be taking pictures of nests, Niall?
No, certainly it's something we would discourage unless it's from a very safe distance, because under the Wildlife Act, it's actually illegal to disturb a nesting bird, or what they call an active nest. So that'd be a nest that has eggs or chicks in it. So actually, while the nest is being built, before anything has been laid in it, that's absolutely fine. Obviously, it's important still not to disturb the parents, but there's no legal problem there. But once the eggs have been laid and the parents, you know, are in situ there incubating or with the chicks, it's important to avoid disturbance. So where we are with Diana at the moment, it's quite easy. We can look across at the nest. There's no disturbance. The bird can't even see us, and you can get photographs from quite a distance from it. But certainly it's something that people need to be really careful of, because the last thing we'd want to happen is for the birds to abandon the nest. And certainly what can happen with the chicks too, when they're, you know, a week old or more, and what can happen is if someone gets too near to the nest, as a defence mechanism, they'll explode out trying to run to safety long before they can fly. And certainly if they're on, you know, the upstairs window of a house, that'd be quite a drop. So it's something to bear in mind. So certainly I would encourage people to go and take photographs in the nest. Just enjoy them from a distance.
The chances are she's still laying. I mean, normally there will be 3 to 5 eggs, usually 4-ish eggs. If there are 3, it suggests that she's
now,
going
which
to...
Which bird are you talking about?
Yeah, all of them. Blackbird, song thrush, missile thrush. So she would lay an egg each day in the morning usually. So it may be in the interim period, but they're very sensitive at this time to desertion. But even if you don't go near the nest, you have to avoid making tracks to the... If you're going back and forth close to it, you make a track. The cats will notice this. Various predators may notice that if there are foxes around. So you can disturb, you can kind of put an arrow towards the nest if you're constantly going there. It's better off to keep away from the vicinity of it altogether, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do, Brenda. And Harvey, what do you think, Brenda?
Well, I think so. I've just got him inside because he's obsessed with the nest and it's at a level that he could reach it. So I'm a little bit worried. I'm going to try and talk some sense into him and explain how much he needs. You know, we want to see the little birdies coming up and we're going to watch them very closely, but from a distance. I'm going to have that conversation with him. I will do my best because it's brilliant to have it in the back garden and I really want him to see it and enjoy it and experience the whole thing, which I think is brilliant.
Thank you, Brenda. Don't go near that nest again. This picture was taken before you knew that. Now you know it. So we have the picture.
Yes.
We'll put it on the website. But don't take any more pictures. Stay away from the nest. And as Richard said, don't make any tracks to and from the nest. And Niall, you will concur with that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. It's very important, especially at this sensitive time of year. But Deanna doesn't have to worry about that because the only tracks she could make would be on the landing carpet. So no worries here.
OK, Deanna, thank you very much. Niall, thank you. Brenda and Harvey, thank you.